This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden said he has no immediate plans to contact Vladimir Putin, but is prepared to speak with the Russian president if he shows an interest in ending the war in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
I have no immediate plans to contact Mr. Putin.
The president made the remarks at a White House news conference after talks with French President Emmanuel Macron. He said Putin would have to make the first move.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
Biden is hosting Macron at the first state visit of the Biden administration. In a joint statement, the two leaders said they were committed to holding Russia to account for atrocities and war crimes in Ukraine that have been widely documented. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former NBA star Jeremy Lin, who plays for a Chinese team, was fined $1,400 for inappropriate remarks on social media about quarantine facilities ahead of a game. China's professional league announcing on Friday, as the government tries to stop protests against anti-virus controls that are among the world's most stringent. The China Basketball Association announced Lin's comments on Wednesday caused adverse effects on the league and the competition area. Also Friday, more cities eased restrictions, allowing shopping malls, supermarkets, and other businesses to reopen, following protests last weekend in Shanghai and other areas in which some crowds called for President Xi Jinping's resignation. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By a remote, this is VOA News. A bipartisan group of more than 40 U.S. senators warned China on Thursday against any crackdown on protests there, saying it would do extraordinary damage to the U.S.-China relationship. The 42 senators said in a letter to China's Washington ambassador, cautioned the China Communist Party in the strongest possible terms not to once again undertake a violent crackdown on peaceful Chinese protesters who simply want more freedom. China has been rocked in recent days by widespread protests against the world's toughest COVID-19 quarantine protocols, a show of public defiance unprecedented since President Xi Jinping took power in 2012. Britain's Prince William's godmother has been embroiled in a racism row at a time when the Prince of Wales and his wife are here in the U.S. on an official visit. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Lady Susan Hussey resigned as a member of the royal household after she made offensive comments to a black advocate for survivors of domestic abuse at an event at Buckingham Palace. Witness Mandu Reid recalls the incident.
And there was question after question about where she was really from, where her people came from, what her nationality was. And Gosey said, I'm British, I was born in the UK, but that wasn't enough for this person.
Prince William's office quickly responded by saying racism has no place in our society, as he sought to prevent the backlash during his visit to Boston. The latest incident took place at a reception hosted by Camilla, the Queen Consort. The episode is a reminder of last year's comments by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, in an interview with Oprah Winfrey. Meghan alleged that a member of the royal family inquired about the colour of her baby's skin when she was pregnant with her first child. Karen Chamas, London.
Authorities want to know if cannabis edibles were behind the overdose of several students in Los Angeles, California. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
10 Los Angeles students appear to have overdosed on edible cannabis products at their middle school in the San Fernando Valley. The Los Angeles Fire Department says the students experienced mild to moderate distress at the Van Nuys Middle School. Fire Department Captain Eric Scott says the overdoses were possibly from edible cannabis products, and investigators want to know if it all came from the same source.
That would be a possibility that they was all from the same bunch, but that has to be conclusively determined. The important information here is that this is not fentanyl-related.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.